Isabel, F-Q-E-S-K-E-W. That paragraph, her ultrasound has come back with a pancreatic cyst, a small non-obstructive kidney stone, diverticulosis, her amylase and lipase are normal. She's otherwise doing well. I have spoken with her, given her the results, and called in carafate, and have discussed that if her pain is not relieved with the omeprazole carafate, she needs a scope. Thank you. By CVACIE Landers, L-A-N-D-E-R-S. Date of birth 3/28/1922. She comes today. She says she feels weak all over. Legs are weak, which is her usual complaint when she comes in. She does have a history of myelodysplastic disorder with significant anemia and leukopenia, period. She was recently admitted by myself on January 7th with an initial hemoglobin of 7.8, period. She was transfused 2 units of packed blood cells, and her hemoglobin subsequently was 8.6, period. She has otherwise been doing well. Intraday blood pressure 106 over 64, pulse 64, 1098.1, weight 179 pounds general. She appears well, in no distress. Heart sounds are regular, lungs are clear, no wheezing, no bronchi, abdomen soft, she has no peripheral edema. Paragraph. CBC reveals sodium 138, potassium 4.5, chloride 103, backup 31, BUN 32, creatinine 1.0, her glucose is 165, TSH 2.6, white blood cell count 7, hemoglobin 8.3, platelets 201, and her urine is cloudy with 1 plus leukocytes, nitrates, and blood, period. Assessment number 1. Fatigue secondary to anemia, which does not appear to need transfusion yet, and the urinary tract infection, period. Her sugar is also elevated at 165, and she may have developed pre-diabetes or diabetes plan. Continue current medications. Begin Bactrim twice a day for 5 days. Culture urine. Follow-up. Insert head interview statement. Add as an addendum, she has received 20 units of packed red blood cells since September 30th, 2012.